Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
To me, that sounds kind of like the technology that they have out in the pipelines and that sort of thing. Is that kind of, I'm sure it is different, but with some of the sensors that are being done, have these technologies been used in other projects, either in, like, say, pipelines or been brought into other refineries? Or talk to me about the, research and development that's already been done on some of these new technologies.
Well, yeah, that's the one unfortunate thing about this is that we cannot depend upon the technology for meeting our emissions limits until they're commercially proven. So there's a period of time when, it goes from the laboratory and bent scale testing to when it becomes accepted for the field. And there's a process you have to go through at EPA to get any particular technology approved. And it's sort of like going through a drug trial at FDA for a new drug. They want to make sure it's safe, it's reliable, and that you have the right to rely on it in order to make your plant compliant with the emissions limits. So every piece of this project that relates to the new and advanced technologies, even though they're new, they have been proven. The difference here is the integration of the technology throughout the plant. Every single piece of it's been used someplace before, but it's never all been used in one place, and that's something that's allowed us to really ratchet down the emissions that we're going to have out of the Davis Refinery. And what you pointed out about pipelines earlier is true. What we use on a pipe run of 100 feet or 200 feet within the refinery to ensure that there's no leakage there is derived from technology that these guys in the pipeline business have pulled together over the last several years to make sure that their pipelines that are hundreds of miles long are not emitting anything into the atmosphere.
William Prentice, CEO of the Meridian Energy Group, they're spearheading and building the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota, the first greenfield refinery in the United States in the past 50 years. Talking about some of the new technologies, I wrote down lowest achievable emission rate technologies. That has applications, obviously, in your Davis refinery. And you said that these have been used commercially before, so I just wanted to double-check. So these emission rate technologies have been used commercially before? There's no experiments going on out there at the Davis refinery?
No, not at all. We're just not allowed to rely on any given technology unless we can show the health department that has been used before successfully. And that's what we've been doing for the last several months is, is they're taking a very close look at everything in our application and the amendment to the application. They have questions and we have to go back and dig out additional information in many cases to prove to them that this has been done before and done successfully.
I tell you, one of the things I love about following this Davis refinery out there is how you guys are really tackling this head on, how you guys are not afraid to take a look at the new technology, make a look at the numbers, not afraid to make a change if it's going to benefit some of the emissions to where you've dubbed it, a clean energy, clean technology, cleanest refinery in the United States, those types of things. How are you guys going to make sure that you can do this? Because that's quite a claim that I don't know if you guys have kind of said that or the media's billed it as the cleanest refinery in the United States. It's a lot of pressure is what I'm getting at here. How are you guys, I guess, handling that? And how are you going to, ensure that this is going to be as clean as billed?
Well, there are a couple of reasons why this company is in business. One of them, it was formed by Davis Family Partnership to bring jobs to North Dakota. The other one is none of us that work at Meridian wanted to be part of another traditional refinery. The industry has operated far too long where you can kind of kick the plant down the road to some place where there's a bunch of other stuff going on and you get away with murder. We think the energy industry needs to start putting these facilities where they're needed, which means they have to be clean enough to fit in anywhere. And that's been our objective. And that requires that you take a little risk here and there and make sure that you can pull this all together. Now, as we've done this through our designs over the last 2 years, we figured out that, hey, every single piece of this refinery could be done either the traditional way or a better way. using a more advanced technology and something that keeps the thing more streamlined and cleaner.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. That concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The Oil Field Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oil Field Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oil Field Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oil Field Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.